please step up to the congregation.
Yes, you are a donkey.
Love Donald Trump. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
He's a jackass.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 30th goes to the white supremacist in chief, Donald J. Trump. Now, let the record show I'm giving Donald Trump the credit he deserves for being stupid simply because it is a teachable moment and it reinforces something I've been telling y'all for some months now to do. And what I've been telling y'all is that even though this country treats black people like secondhand citizens, the Second Amendment, that constitution that the current president constantly wipes his ass with, well, that document has a Second Amendment, and that Second Amendment gives you the right to keep and bear arms if you are not a legal gun owner, if you do not have a gun purchasing permit to go get one, if you do not have a firearms license to carry a concealed weapon or to possess on your premises, then I have to say to you, it's possible you don't love yourself. Okay, I have gotten on this goddamn radio over the past few months and told y'all that when you are black in America, a minority in America, owning a legal firearm is a form of self-care. Okay? I should have said devil damn, not goddamn. But if you don't believe me, then you weren't watching last night, as Dana Bash from CNN so eloquently put it, that show of a presidential debate. America, we really need to ask ourselves how we got here. Okay, I'm not saying President Barack Obama was perfect, but in my lifetime so far, he's been the bar of what a leader of the free world should be. And after him, I thought the politics would have gotten blacker and browner and younger and more diverse when it comes to gender, and not just with the Democrats, with the Republicans too. I just thought it would be more politicians who look and sound like actual Americans, but nope. For whatever reason, America is being ran like a Jamaican restaurant, and it seems like we are out of everything, okay? We are out of options, and if we want something from here, we have to order what they got, because we are stuck on November 3rd voting for two sides of the same old white coin, okay? I'm serious. I watched that debate last night, and I said, how can any black person in good conscience be a member of either one of these parties, okay? When I tell you we are an afterthought in their plans, when I tell you they are not thinking about us, when I tell you it's like watching two people argue over who hates Negroes the least, I mean, one clearly hates us, the other clearly tolerates us, but neither one of them celebrate us. With everything that has historically happened to black people in this country, okay? But we don't even have to run down the last however many hundreds of years. Let's just talk about this year. 2020. Let's talk about the millions of workers laid off or furloughed during the coronavirus. Okay, black workers are likelier to be affected than white workers. All the underlying health conditions that black people disproportionately suffer from that contribute to the higher rates of illness and death from coronavirus. The peaceful protests that are happening in the streets right now because folks are tired of watching police and white supremacists kill unarmed black and brown people. All of these things impacting black people this year. And last night, in the debate, out of 90 minutes, they discussed black people for about 103 seconds. And they both had 2 minutes apiece to discuss race. Let's listen.
Why did you decide to do that, to end racial sensitivity training? And do you believe that there is systemic racism in this country, sir?
I ended it because it's racist. It was a radical revolution that was taking place in our military, in our schools, all over the place, and you know it, and so does everybody else. And he would know.
What is radical about racial sensitivity training, sir?
If you were a certain person, you had no status in life. It was sort of a reversal. And if you look at the people, we were paying people hundreds of thousands of dollars to teach very bad ideas and, frankly, very sick ideas. They were teaching people to hate our country. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow that to happen. We have to go back to the core values of this country. They were teaching people that our country is a horrible place, it's a racist place, and they were teaching people to hate our country.
Do you believe that there is a separate but unequal system of justice for blacks in this country?
Yes, there is. There's systemic injustice in this country, in education, in work, and in law enforcement, and the way in which it's enforced. But look, the vast majority of police officers are good, decent, honorable men and women. But there are some bad apples. And when they occur, when they find them, they have to be sorted out. They have to be held accountable. And what I'm going to do as President of the United States is call together an entire group of people at the White House, well, everything from the civil rights groups to the police officers, the police chiefs, and we're going to work this out. So we change the way in which we have more transparency in when these things happen. When, and by the way, violence in response is never appropriate. Peaceful protest is.
103 seconds combined. That's it. That's all we get. I saw a tweet this morning from the Haters Ball Show, and he summed it up last night. He said, last night, Joe Biden said, you don't like the blacks, and Trump was like, neither do you. And I laughed, because the reality is, neither one of them is thinking about us. But black people, y'all better start thinking about yourselves and your families, because the reason we are all gathered here today is to simply tell y'all to go out and purchase some guns and learn how to use them. Because as the New Yorker magazine said in an article on September 1st, Donald Trump's incitements to violence have crossed an alarming threshold. And last night, Donald Trump once again called for his supporters to be violent. Let's listen.
I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it.
What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left.
Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia. That's what FBI director said.
I'm not surprised that a white supremacist didn't condemn white supremacy. He's never condemned it. I'm not surprised that he told the Proud Boys to stand by. He's been telling his supporters to punch people. He's been celebrating his supporters confronting BLM demonstrators in Portland. He has been supportive of guys like Kyle Rittenhouse and said what Kyle Rittenhouse did in Wisconsin was self-defense. What I'm here to tell you all is that America is in trouble. Okay, regardless of who wins or loses, the other side of America has forever been exposed on both sides. White supremacists know how we feel. We know how white supremacists feel. There are no more rose-colored glasses to put on and ignore what's happening in this country. So I'm here to tell you today, while those white supremacist groups are standing by, you better take your black ass to the gun store and stand in line to buy a gun. Okay? Oh, let me guess. When they go low, you go high. This has nothing to do with violence begetting violence and everything to do with the leader of the free world declaring war on American citizens and using other American citizens to do his dirty work. If those white supremacist groups are dumb enough to listen to him, then you better be smart enough to listen to your conscience. And I know your conscience is telling you, praise is what you do. That's right. Give all glory to God. I submit my will to God every day. But when praise is what you do, you better be ready to knuck and buck too. Okay? You better be ready to knuck, buck, and be ready to fight because it is about to go down. Please let Kathy Griffin give that white supremacist Donald J. Trump the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Now, I told you all that in good conscience as a black person, I can't be a Democrat or Republican, but I will also exercise my right to vote. Okay. Even though I know none of those parties are for us. So what I will encourage everybody to do for the next 30 days, really pay attention to what these people are presenting and vote for your interests. If you're waiting to fall in love with either one of these individuals, it will not happen. So in November, vote for your interests, not individuals. Okay? Okay.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.